Hello, my name is Cassie Larson. I am a student at Gordon College and an education and English major.
And my name is Mac Gostow, and I am a communications and sociology major.
We will be your hosts for this podcast. Please walk with us through the Jenks Library, and we will give you a tour of the library's collections and facilities. You can pause the audio tour as needed as you are walking through the library. We will begin the tour at the main doors, entering the library off the quad.
As you approach the Jenks Library from the quad, there is a book drop to the right of the door into the building. You can return library materials here when the library is not open. Passing through the double doors, you will enter a small foyer. The door to the left is to stairs down to the levels 1 and 2 of the building. The level you are currently on is the third level of the building. On the floors below are classrooms, faculty offices, the registrar's office, the college archives, the Human Performance Laboratory, the Gregory Auditorium, and the Scott Radio Recording Studio. The double doors in front of you bring you into the library lobby. One of the first things you see directly in front of you are shelves displaying the library's new books. The shelves on the far right wall are for books written or edited by Gordon College faculty. Next to the faculty authors section is a library terminal dedicated to accessing the library's online catalog. As you enter the lobby, on your immediate right is a large service desk. This is the library's circulation desk. This is where you can check out and return library materials. If your professor places materials on reserve, this is where you will check out those materials as well.
There are several ways to exit the lobby, but let's go through the door to the right that is next to the circulation desk, entering a hallway. Immediately in front of you are two standing computer workstations. You can use these computers to quickly do things such as check your email or access the library's online catalog. On the wall to your right is the library's collection of DVDs. Many Gordon professors use video in their teaching, and the library has a strong collection of DVDs. In keeping with Gordon's global emphasis, the library has a good collection of foreign films. The library has purchased past Academy Award nominees for Best Foreign Language Film, as well as the winners of the Palme d'Or at the Cannes Film Festival. Directly opposite the DVD collection is the library's collection of CDs. You can take both DVDs and CDs to the circulation desk for checkout. Just past the CD display is a group study room. There are 6 group study rooms in the library. To reserve a group study room, go to the library's website, www.gordon.edu/library, and click on Library Services. Diagonally across the hallway is the Multimedia Group Study Room. This room is equipped with a monitor that will connect to your laptop, making it easier to work on a group project on your computer. This room may also be used to view VHS tapes or DVDs.
Beyond the Multimedia Group Study Room, also on the right side is the Wynn Parlor, a sitting area. Beyond the parlor are restrooms. Through the double doors is the library patio. The patio is open when the weather is pleasant and is equipped with tables and chairs. Directly across from the patio is the entrance to the stacks. There are 5 levels of stacks. This is level 3. There are stairs up to levels 4 and 5 and down to levels 1 and 2. The books in the Jenks Library are arranged by the Library of Congress classification scheme. There is a sign on every level indicating where materials are shelved. For example, books classified HD through M are housed on the third level of the stacks. The door at the end of the hallway on the left side is the Center for Educational Technologies, also known as CET. The door to the right is the stairwell up to level 4. Go through that door and walk up 1 flight of stairs. When you exit the stairwell, turn right. The last door on the right is the Global Education Office. At the end of the hallway is another group study room. The door on the left is the curriculum library for our education students. Outside the door are display shelves highlighting resources that are available in the curriculum library. If you turn around and head down the hallway, there are another set of restrooms on your left. On the right is another entry to the stacks. Just beyond the restrooms on the left, there are two additional group study rooms. Between the doors of the group study rooms, there is a display of government information. The Jenks Library at Gordon College is a federal depository library. That means we receive information from the federal government and make it available to you. This display is a sample of the government information we receive.
Directly across from the government information display are missions newsletters that we receive from various ministries. As you continue walking down the hallway, the next area is periodicals. On the left side are newspapers and a display of some current journals. Periodicals are shelved alphabetically by title. The Jenks Library receives about 300 printed journals and magazines, but provides access to over 50,000 online. Walk straight ahead, and through the door, you will enter the library mezzanine. This pleasant space is a popular study area. The display cases house various displays over the year, and the mezzanine is often used to display student artwork. Walk through the door that is directly across from where you enter the mezzanine. You are in a small vestibule with two more doors. The door to the right is the classroom, Jenks 406. Walk through the door to your left, and you are in the alumni reading room. Immediately to your left as you enter the alumni reading room is the library's oversized book collection. Books that are too large for the normal shelves are kept here.
Across the room from the oversized collection are the VHS tapes. If a title you want is not available on DVD, check to see if it is available on VHS tape. The library has about 3,000 titles on VHS tape. Behind the tapes is a small collection of non-print items that don't fit elsewhere, such as audiobooks on cassette tapes. On the shelves closest to the back wall is our music scores collection. Many scores are also available in the online resource Classical Scores Library that is provided by the Jenks Library. Now, please turn around and exit the alumni reading room by the door you entered, and return to the library mezzanine. When you are in the mezzanine, turn left and walk through the door in front of you. On your left, there is another group study room. This room is equipped with a television with a DVD and a VHS tape player. Directly in front of you is another seating area with a television with a DVD and VHS tape player. Many commercial DVDs are manufactured for specific geographical regions. Because of this, some of the library's foreign films on DVD will not play on a standard US DVD player. Both of these DVD players will play any DVD and can be used to play the library's foreign films. Across from the seating area is another entrance to the Jenks 406 classroom, and to the right, the door to the Academic Support Center, also known as ASC. Now, please turn around and go back through the door you used to enter this space. Directly in front of you are now stairs down to the third level. Please go down the stairs.
We are now back in the library lobby. Walk straight ahead and go through the door on your left to enter the library's reference room. Immediately to your right as you enter the reference room is the reference desk. Librarians are available 7 days a week to help you with your library research. Librarians are faculty with graduate degrees in library and information science, and part of their job is to help you. Don't feel like you are bothering the librarians when you ask a question. There is no reason to be apologetic. That is part of their job, and they are eager to assist you. As you enter the room on your left are a row of cabinets. These cabinets contain microfilm. The Jenks Library no longer purchases microfilm, but the back files of some journals are available in this format. Microfilm is stored in the cabinets alphabetically by title. Across the aisle from the microfilm are some more cabinets. These contain microfiche. The difference between microfilm and microfiche is that the microfilm is on a roll. The microfiche are individual sheets of film. To read either the microfilm or microfiche, you need a microfilm microfiche reader. Next to the microfiche cabinet is the microfilm microfiche reader printer. You can now read the film on the screen as well as print a copy. If you haven't used the machine before, the librarians will be happy to get you started with it.
As you walk around the front of the room, you will see study tables and computer workstations for you to use. You can access library resources on these machines and the programs of the Microsoft Office Suite. One of the workstations is connected to a scanner that you can also use. In addition to these workstations, wireless is available in most of the building for your laptop or other mobile devices. Around the other side of the column are two printer copiers. The computers in the reference room print to these printers. The default printer is black and white, but you can choose to print to the color printer. If you are printing black and white, be certain to select black and white when you are printing to the color printer, because it defaults to the higher color rate, even if the page is only black and white. Around the column from the copiers is a table with a paper cutter, hole punch, pencil sharpener, tape, and stapler. Across the aisle from the copiers are atlas cases. Beyond the atlas cases is the library's reference collection. Reference materials must be used in the reference room and cannot be checked out. In the reference room, you will also see whiteboards on wheels. These are available for you to use. Feel free to move them to wherever you need them in the room. You can check out dry erase markers and erasers from the circulation desk.
Across the room from the reference shelving, there are three video editing stations. Walk toward the large column in the back of the room. To one side, there is a water fountain, and around on the back side of the column is a self-service coffee machine. There are instructions on the wall above the machine on how to use it. Walk around the end of the counter. After the end of the reference collection are a few indices. There are either older indices, like Poole's, which is an index of 19th century periodicals, or the few other indices that the library has not been able to replace with an online format. And that brings us to the end of our tour. We want you to know that the library has a brochure entitled The Jenks 3. If you don't already have a copy, please ask for one before you leave the library today. It is a description of the three entry points for research here in the Jenks Library, and will be a great help as you start looking for information here in the library or online.
And finally, don't forget, the librarians are available to assist you with research, but you have to ask. We hope this introductory tour has been helpful. If you have questions or suggestions for the audio tour, please contact a librarian. We look forward to seeing you working here in the Jenks Library at Gordon College. This podcast has been brought to you by Scott Radio, Gordon College's student-run radio station. You can listen to Scott Radio at www.gordon.edu/scottradio. Thank you.